And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. In advance of tomorrow's contract vote, the negotiating committee for Textron Aviation Machinists is recommending that members approve what the company is calling its best and final offer. The contract includes a 26% wage increase during the life of the four-year proposed deal, and 11% of that bump effective immediately if the deal is ratified. Members will decide tomorrow whether to approve the contract and vote on whether or not to strike if the contract is rejected. Voting will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow at Park City Arena.
Boeing is planning rolling furloughs for thousands of corporate executives, staff, and managers to cut costs during the ongoing strike by its machinist union. CEO Kelly Ortberg said Wednesday in a company-wide letter, the temporary cuts will start in the coming days. Ortberg said, calling them an effort to preserve the company's long-term future. Tens of thousands of corporate employees are expected to be affected. A spokesperson told the Business Journal that the company has about 170,000 employees nationwide and nearly 67,000 of them in Washington State, up around Seattle. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. And we have, we've got a little visitor who's hanging around the building over the past few days. We have a black dog. That's all I can tell you. Just, I've seen him in the nighttime, shown my lights on him, and he ran off. And we were told by the security people this morning, the black dog's hanging around in case people are afraid of the black dog. You've seen the black dog. Dad, looks like a Labrador, maybe?
Maybe. I just saw it briefly, and as soon as it saw me, it ran towards the pond.
And,
so.
And you don't usually see what I would call a feral dog. In other words, just a wild
dog. Not really.
Dog.
Not in this area.
Almost like somebody has lost their dog or it's run off. So if you know somebody who's lost a black dog around, I mean, it's hanging around the lake out here, right outside our building. It could be your dog. I don't know.
The one question I have is, was it wearing a collar? It was too dark to see when I saw it.
I've never seen him in the daytime. I've only seen him in the dark.
It was dark when I saw him, too, but I did not see a collar. It looked like he was just no collar at all. But, we got the black dog. Earlier this morning, the dispatchers were talking about a naked man. We occasionally have a naked man sighting in Wichita.
Well, it is pretty hot out there.
Yeah. Well,
any collar on him?
It did not say anything about a collar. However, he was wearing some knee-high socks.
Oh, okay.
Which must have been
quite
a strange
the accessory.
It was a white male in his 30s, about 6 feet tall, so he doesn't fit the description of anybody we know. But every now and then we get a naked man call, right?
You hear that on the scanner every so often.
Today is National Tradesman Day, honoring the men and women whose skills and hard work build America. The day recognizes the professionals who maintain the complex infrastructure of our roads, cities, water systems, and power grids. I've been noticing here on the east side of Wichita on Highway 54, 400, whatever you catalog, that they've been patching early in the morning on both sides on the surface. And Eric Crew is out there early this morning. And every day they've been going all night, I'm sure. But, there's tradespeople fixing the streets, fixing the water systems, the power grids. We salute you.
Yeah,
all you hard hats out
can't,
there.
Can't get society going without them.
Yeah. And even then, it goes for people of Evergy and Cox who have to go to climb those poles as well. All right, National Tradesman Day. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, stay with us. We're going to tell you about the Machinist Union set to vote on Textron's best and final contract offer. The voting's going on this weekend, of course. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we are about 15 minutes away from our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get a preview of Sunday night's game with Mitch in about 15 minutes.
Plus, you'll have the Blur entertainment news, right?
Yeah, we'll wrap up the week, wrap up the summer, final Blur of the summer at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weekend weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.